Okay, let's move to time certain 4:38.
I believe Patrick Quinton is not here yet, so.
Okay, then if he's not, there's some other PDC folks here. Mr. Kelly's here, we'll wait a few more minutes. Let's take the items on consent that we pulled, and if we're ready for those. Wanna do that next? Mm-hmm. Okay, then let's take item number 440.
Appoint Andrew Colas, Andrew Magot, Maurice Rauming, Michael Birch, Rosa Martinez, and Tony Jones to the Equitable Contracting and Purchasing Commission for terms to expire May 5, 2017.
I think we just pulled this off in order to highlight the fact that we've gotten some really amazing people to step up and serve on this. I'm not sure if any of them are here.
Well, I also pulled it because I've had contacts, maybe we all have, from different minority representation, different minority organizations, such as the Native American Chamber of Commerce, Asian American, that they be considered for appointment to this committee. And I believe there might be some representatives here to speak on that.
Okay, are there? Please come on up if you are.
Before we hear from representatives, it was our hope that we could get a presentation on the composition and the representation that is currently before us, so we can see what the thinking and methodology was,
okay.
And then we can hear from others.
Okay, you want to come on up then?
Morning. Good morning, Mr. Mayor and commissioners. And Commissioner Frisch, I appreciate the invitation to talk about the composition of the commission.
Brian, put your name in the record, sir.
Oh, I am sorry. Brian Tinge, Director of the Bureau of Internal Business Services. The composition of the committee was specifically set up to assist us in moving the focus of the ordinance, which is to increase minority and women in public contracting, and also to increase the number of minorities and women that work on publicly funded contracts. To that end, we designed the commission somewhat kind of by accident, but it turned out to be the way, I think, a good design. We have three contractors, three minority contractors. In addition to that, we have a minority business consultant.
Well, Brian, I think it would be very, very helpful at this point if you walked us through the list and told us who's who and what category they occupy.
Okay. The three contractors, Andrew Colas is a contractor, Maurice Rauman is a contractor, and Rosa Martinez is a contractor. Andrew and Michael and Maurice are African Americans, and Rosa Martinez is a Hispanic. In addition to that, we have a workforce development specialist in Andrew McGough, who is white. And in addition to that, we have Michael Birch, who is represent union leadership. In addition to that, we have Anthony Jones, who is a minority development specialist. And we also have a potential Rosalind Hill, who is a local developer. And so those were people that that I would like to move forward in terms of being commissioned or being members on this particular commission, given the specific things we were trying to accomplish. One of the things we wanted to increase, in addition to increasing minority women contractor, was to also increase the workforce in terms of those on publicly funded contracts. And so the idea there was to have union leadership to participate on the commission so we can specifically have conversations with them in terms of how we get more minorities and women in apprenticeship type of positions.
And refresh my or maybe our memory, how many total positions are there on
seven.
The commission?
Seven.
So coming up against the number as originally constructed.
Okay. Yes, that's correct.
So we've received emails from a number of groups, most recently Faye Birch on behalf of PBDG, but we've received others. And I guess the question that's been raised is, to what extent in composing the committee did you consider representatives from Hispanic Chamber, Asian Chamber, Native American Chamber, or other organizations?
So the Hispanic Chamber, we have, I specifically spoke to Gail Castillo. We do have Rosa Martinez from the Hispanic Chamber. We did, and I can't, again, cannot recall the Native American person that we wanted to move forward, but that name was set aside for bringing union representation to the commission so we could talk about the apprenticeship. And so we have Michael Birch, and we talked to David Kim from a from the ODOT perspective, but he would have been an Asian American. So we did look and try to have ethnicity, but at the same time to try to find those folks who would actually have backgrounds in specific areas in order to move the commission agenda forward.
Now, the names that we have for the proposed appointments, these are all, by and large, these are people familiar to the council. They're people who have been very active in working to expand opportunities for people in our community. So they're familiar to us. One woman out of the six, and yet creating opportunities for women is one of the two primary objectives. And some other groups that don't feel that they're being heard, at least according to the communication we've received. So what options would the council have going forward to address that? For example, could we expand the numbers of seats at the table and include other groups in future action, or does that present a problem?
That does not present a problem. We have talked about having a subcommittees associated with this particular commission. There is also the Fair Contracting Forum that this commission actually present reports to.
I think the challenge with talking about subcommittees is we're starting to, that begins to sound like there's two classes of membership. So is there, I'm asking innocently because I don't remember the conversation earlier. Is there something magical about having seven members versus expanding the panel to include more than seven?
I think that the desire was to have a small small enough manageable committee. There's only myself that actually chairs the commission, and so there's not a lot of resources to work with a large committee.
But boy, I mean, I think I'm having the same reaction that you are, Commissioner Fish, and we'll hear from people here, but if we have more folks that want to get involved in this work, that's a great problem to have. And I'd rather change the number of seats on the commission to accommodate more folks that want to roll up their sleeves and help with the work. So, you know, at some point it becomes unwieldy, but I don't think seven is that, to me, to my mind, seven is not magical in the sense that we can't have a functional body that's larger than the seven people. We have a number of important commissions in the city that are larger than that. So I would think that would be an option for us.
Appreciate that, Mayor. And I think also consistent with that is we've had presentations about disparities in our community, and the disparities extend beyond African Americans and women in terms of contracting opportunities. There's lots of different groups that have experienced disparities. So those voices might actually be very helpful, I think, in addressing this. But perhaps, Mayor, we could hear some testimony.
Yep, that'd be helpful. But Bryant, thank you very much. And stand by. We may need you back. So who would like to speak on this item? Come on up, please. So just stand by, and we'll call you back up if we need you. Thanks. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Mayor. Commissioners.
Morning. My name is Herb Fricke. I'm the president of the Oregon Native American Chamber.
I'm Suzanne Donaldson. Excuse me. Owner of Donaldson Enterprises. I'm a diversity workforce consultant.
She's also on our board, board of the chamber. So thank you for giving us an opportunity to speak. ONAC represents several Native-owned businesses, professional services firms, construction firms, you name it. It's a big range. We're a smaller group, but I think we'd like to hear our have our voice heard as well as everybody else. I applaud your efforts to increase the utilization of contracting for minority-owned and minority-owned businesses, women-owned businesses, and increase inclusion of minorities and women in the workforce on city-funded projects. I believe that forming this commission is one more step toward achieving those goals. However, upon reviewing the duties of the commission and hearing up its makeup, I have some concerns. I'm currently on the Fair Contracting Forum, and the forum has done a lot of good work. And it appears to me there's some overlap with the new commission and the forum. My question is, how will the commission interact with the already established forum? Will it oversee its work or will work with them as equal partners in addressing social equity contracting issues? Who's in charge of the commission and whom does it report to? And how will it be supported? The duties of the commission are pretty broad, so I think it's going to require quite a bit of effort and support for it to work. In terms of its makeup, it should be representative of the entire minority community. However, it currently doesn't have a Native American representative, and I believe it should. In addition, only three nominees are actual minority contractors, construction contractors, and none represent professional service firms. Professional service work forms a significant portion of the city's contracting dollars. Finally, the 2009 disparity study showed underutilization of Native American businesses and women-owned businesses. Hence, even more reason to have Native American representation and women representation on the commission.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
One of our other concerns is part of the ordinance that we saw talked about this new group overseeing and looking at firms to determine if they are eligible to be certified, and that's a role that is for the state certification office, not for a particular group. There have been a lot of problems with that in the past in our community with individuals thinking that they're the certification department and they're not.
Yeah.
So that's another one of our concerns. That and if we do expand, if you do decide to expand the group, you're still going to have majority representation of a particular ethnic group, and that's been a challenge in our community, not just for our ethnic group, but for all ethnic groups.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you coming. Okay. Are there others that want to speak on this item? Then my recommendation, if council's if this fits with council's interest, is I'd like to take this back to my office and explore the question of the number of people on the commission and work with Mr. Inge and my staff on that question. I think I appreciate folks highlighting that question. It's really our goal that this does represent the whole community and that it really serve as an effective tool of this issue of what are its responsibilities with respect to the Fair Contracting Forum. I think we should clarify that. So I think this has been a good opportunity to call some of those issues into focus, and before we move forward with the first set, we ought to go ahead and review that question.
And I think Mr. Fricke makes a good point. Professional services, we spend a lot of dollars on professional services, so it seems like we should have that presence too on this committee.
So if there's no objection, then I'll return this item to my office and then bring it back in a modified form. Thank you very much.